Today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. When Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she got up and began to serve him.
That evening, they brought to him many who were possessed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and cured all who were sick.
This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took our infirmities and bore our diseases.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. For those of you who know me, I miss you, and I hope we get to see each other soon. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm Reese Taka, and I'm going to take you on the best playdate with Jesus today. Like, seriously, it's going to be really fun. But before that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and my faith journey. So I went to the Lamb of God School, kindergarten through 8th grade, and that's really where I formed my relationship with God. And there I joined the praise band, singing and playing the guitar during worship time. And I've always felt connected to God through worship, and I'm just so grateful that Glenmore has an opportunity where I can continue that, and I can continue to connect with God in that way. I sing in the 11 o'clock praise band at Glenmore. Some of you might recognize me from that. But I'm currently a rising junior at Mount DeSales Academy, and there I am the varsity field hockey goalie and the school treasurer. Now, I love my school and all the opportunities that Mount DeSales offers, but it is high school, and as I'm sure many of you know, school can be stressful. Glenmore gives me the opportunity to have a mental reset every week where I can just be with the Lord and see my friends at church and have a place where I can offer up the things I'm going through in life. And one of the big things that impacted my life was Glenmore's missions trip to Harley, Virginia. Now, my mom and sister Delaney had gone there a few years before me, and when I was old enough to go, I decided to go. But if I'm being completely honest, I wasn't really sure I wanted to go because I didn't really know anyone my age from Glenmore because I didn't go to youth group and there was no one in the band my age. But I was like, all right, so I can go on this mission trip and maybe it'll be fun. Maybe I'll make some new friends. So I went and I made so many more friends than I expected, but I went into Hurley, Virginia as Delaney's little sister, and I came home as the CK, which is Cockroach Killer, which is a long story, but long story short, Hurley gave me the opportunity to help those in need, bond with people from Glenmore and Hurley, and it also gave me the confidence to spread God's love to others. I went to Hurley, Virginia with Glenmore's community the next year, and it continued to strengthen my relationship with the Lord in unimaginable ways. Sadly, because of COVID, we were unable to go this summer, but I can't wait to go next summer and visit my second home. It's just one of the places where you can feel God's presence, and it's indescribable. So I really hope that we can go next year, and I'm so excited to go back. Now, going back to this week's scripture, Matthew 8, 14 through 17, Jesus breaks societal norms by touching Peter's mom's hand. He doesn't have to touch anyone to heal them. And so I was kind of wondering why he did that. And I think it's because he wants to feel our pain. And there's just something about the comfort of someone laying a hand on you that the physical touch there just means so much. And healing is open to and available to everyone. And even though Jesus may do things the disciples wouldn't. Like, he touches the lepers, he heals them, he's not afraid of them, because there's no outsiders to his love for us. He loves everyone, and everyone is worthy of healing. And in this day and age, when we feel like we have all these difficult issues, when there's, you know, politics, race, drug, alcohol abuse, mental illnesses, with all these things, Jesus doesn't choose who is worthy and who is not worthy of healing. They're all worthy of healing. And Jesus teaches the disciples that in the passage. And Jesus calls us to follow him and keep going. Our playdate with Jesus never has to end. And when Jesus touched Peter's mom's hand, he was bringing himself down to her level, to our level, to the human level, where we know that he cares for us. And he's not afraid of the disease. He's not afraid of us. He wants to heal us. And just like it says in the scripture, he took our suffering on him and he felt our pain for us. Now, Jesus gives them his love and he shows them love through healing. And this month's sermon series is a playdate with Jesus. So when I was little, playdates looked more like, you know, we'd be playing tag on the blacktop, but then I'd fall and I'd end up skinning my legs or my hands or something. But as I got older, playdates got a little bit more involved, you could say. But that also meant there was more opportunities to get hurt or injured. I remember Memorial Day, I think it was like 2 years ago or something, I went fishing with my cousin Jack. And it was the first time that I was allowed to go driving with Jack. He just got his license. And I remember my dad saying before we left, he was like, make sure you don't hook each other in the head. And we were like, yeah, okay, obviously. And so technically we didn't hook each other in the head, but we were getting a little bored because the fish weren't biting. So Jack decided to put his heaviest weight on the line, and we were going to see how far he could cast it across the river. And so instead of casting it across the river, he ended up casting it backwards into my head. I still have the scar from that one. But this passage is all about how Jesus heals us and gives us courage to keep going. When we're lost and we don't know where to go, Jesus will show us the way. So this pandemic may have limited our play abilities, but please remember that Jesus isn't quarantined. He's right here with us today, in your living room, and wherever you are, Jesus is with us, and our playdate with Jesus never has to end. On my playdates with Jesus, I like finding a quiet space, usually outside, so I can listen to God's nature, and just being in the presence of God. But maybe that's different for you. Maybe through your sport, you understand that you bond with God. Maybe you win for God, you lose for God. Or maybe you have a video game where you can build the world just like God did. However you feel close to God, I invite you to remember that today. Now, lately, my playdates look a little different because of Corona. We like hiking in the woods. I have two neighbors, my best friends, and we go for hikes. Actually, at the end of our street, there's woods in Patapsco, and that's what we're going to do this morning. So I invite you to come along with us. Now, I usually pack a few things when I go hiking. I usually pack a water bottle in case I get thirsty, granola bar in case you get hungry, definitely bug spray because mosquitoes don't like me, and the last thing we're going to bring is the Bible. And since we're having a play date with Jesus, I would like us to bring some other things: our strengths, our weaknesses, and our insecurities. We're just going to offer them up to God. So let's pack them with us. Remember them for later. All right, let's go.
Thanks for joining me on our playdate with Jesus. I don't know if you've noticed our little friend up there, little baby Buck, but this just proves that everybody is welcome on a playdate with Jesus. Now, when me and my friends go out hiking around here, we know that at some point we have to go home. Some point we have to turn around. Like that deer is probably leaving now to go home. But on our playdate with Jesus, we don't have to worry about making it home before dark or, you know, not being able to see the trail that we came from, because our home is in Jesus and He lights the way. All we need to do is follow Him. As a result of this pandemic, we're not worshiping in the normal way that we would. We're not worshiping in the physical building of Glenmar Church. We're worshiping in our homes or out in the woods with God's creation. But this has taught me that Jesus' home is wherever we are, because Christ lives in us. Remember those things we packed for Jesus? Let's take them out now. By welcoming Him into our everyday life, He strengthens our weaknesses. He heals our insecurities, and He gives us courage to keep going. Let's go follow Jesus. I'm having a nice playdate with Jesus, and then all of a sudden, I come up upon this rock, this obstacle in my way. Now, I can choose to go around this obstacle somehow, or I can use it as a stepping stone to get farther up that mountain. In life, when we come up against what seems like an impossible obstacle, we can choose to go around them, or we can choose to let them take you to higher ground, strengthening your relationship with Jesus and bringing you that much closer to Him. Now that we've conquered this rock here, I encourage you to strive for more, because even if you're content with your life right now, you'll never know what God has planned for you beyond this place in your life if you don't strive for it. We're not gonna know what's behind this rock unless we got up here and we used it to go up there and check it out. But playdates with Jesus might not be all sunshine and flowers. After all, you can't have a rainbow without rain. Through the good and the bad, Jesus is here to remind us that we are not alone. And He wants us so that we can get stronger. Please join me in prayer. Jesus, in this time of isolation, remind us that You're here for us every step of the way. Just like You chose to touch Peter's mom's hand and heal her, You chose to touch our hearts and heal us. In our time of need, when we come up against an obstacle, give us strength to use that obstacle as a stepping stone, bringing us closer to You, Lord. There are no outsiders to Your love. Your grace keeps flowing. Your water never runs dry. Jesus, refill our mind, soul, and heart with an abundance of love to remind us that our playdate with You never has to end. Amen.